presented by the Edison Electric Institute.
It's Tuesday morning. I'm Olivia Reingold, and this is your Politico Playbook Daily Briefing. Nikki Haley, Trump's former UN ambassador, is sussing potential running mates for 2024. And yesterday, Miami's Mayor Francis Suarez got his shot at making his pitch. A source tells Politico the two met at City Hall to figure out if they're a good fit. And I guess because everyone is an influencer now, the two filmed a bit of their meeting and posted it on YouTube so everyone could hear them laugh a little too hard at each other's small talk.
Thank you for having me. You've got an awesome city.
And you like the view, right?
Yes, it's fantastic.
Politico source says Haley and Suarez never talked about the elephant in the room outright, but that 2024 hung over the entire conversation. If you're late to the party, let me explain what Haley might see in Suarez, a rising star in Florida politics. First, Suarez got into office through a landslide win, taking over 80% of the vote in Miami's 2017 mayoral election. And since then, Suarez, a Cuban-American, has solidified himself as an influential voice among the largest bloc of conservative Hispanic voters in Florida. You might remember that after Florida went to former President Donald Trump in 2020, a lot of the credit went to the state's Cuban-American population, who, along with voters with roots in Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Colombia, shifted hard right during the Trump era, turned off by how the most left-wing of the Democratic Party seemed to embrace, quote, socialism. One last bit of tea that could make for an interesting dynamic is that Suarez is known to have a, chilly relationship with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, an early Republican frontrunner for 2024 and Trump favorite.
Keep up the great work. We're all watching.
Thank you.
We're sure you will be, Nikki. There have been more developments in the GOP backlash to comments Representative Maxine Waters made over the weekend to protesters in Minnesota, pushing for police reform after the police shooting of Dante Wright, a 20-year-old Black man, and the anticipation of the Derek Chauvin verdict. Just to get you up to speed, this is what Republicans like House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy are up in arms about. You'll hear a protester ask Waters, a California Democrat, what they should do if Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer who's currently on trial for his role in the death of George Floyd, is acquitted.
What should protesters do?
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
What do you think about this?
Well, on Monday night, McCarthy announced he would force a vote this week on whether to censure Waters for her call for Minnesotans to, quote, get more confrontational if Chauvin is found not guilty. The move came minutes after the judge overseeing the Chauvin trial, Peter Cahill, suggested Waters' comments could be grounds for negating the verdict.
The press articles about that. This goes back to what I've been saying from the beginning. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law and to the judicial branch in our function.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Waters has nothing to apologize for and was just calling for civil rights-type protests. But the field day on the right continues. The controversy dominated Fox News on Monday night.
Well, it is alarming and it's rather frightening.
How dangerous is it that a sitting member of Congress is both encouraging fighting and confrontation?
Maxine Waters is a complete disgrace to the United States and to South LA.
Meanwhile, GOP lawmakers are tripping over themselves to be quoted on the topic. Never mind that many of the House Republicans accusing Waters of inciting violence refuse to condemn Trump for riling up the January 6th mob. The thing is, this could trigger Democratic action as well. Tensions are still high in the House post-Capitol insurrection. Democrats will privately lament to Politico that they're frustrated to work alongside, quote, apologists to an insurrection. Party leadership has worked privately to persuade many of these frustrated Democrats to hold back on forcing votes to rebuke their GOP colleagues. The idea being, let's lower the temperature in Washington. But they may be less restrained after the GOP-led vote on Waters. That's all I've got for you today. Subscribe to the Playbook newsletter at politico.com/playbook. I'm Olivia Reingold. Thanks. See you first thing tomorrow.
Today's episode is sponsored by the Edison Electric Institute. 40% of the electricity that powers our homes and businesses now comes from clean, carbon-free sources. And carbon emissions from the U.S. power sector are at their lowest level in more than 40 years. With new technologies and the right policies, a 100% clean energy future is possible. America's investor-owned electric companies are committed to clean. Visit eei.org/cleanenergy to learn more.